الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده أجل مسمى فالتصبر والتحتسب او كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البخاري صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الامي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and my youngsters and the ladies at home, they're also listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The marhum Abdul Bhai, he was a very close to the mashallah community, alhamdulillah, and he was a very close to me also, very close to me, especially every Friday. He don't go home until he visit me, until he greet me, and he always ask, how are you and how is your son Muhammad, always mashallah. Remember, each and every person have to leave this world. Each and every person have to leave this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't want to say much because I've got only 20 minutes, but I want to cover up many things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when her daughter passed away, so she told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she sent a message to the father, please come quickly home, the child is there in the final moment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to the daughter. Sent a message to the daughter. The message is in Bukhari Sharif. Inna lillahi ma akhada. Verily, everything belongs to Allah and He takes. Everything belongs to Allah. Myself, yourself, my father, your father, everybody belongs to Allah. Inna lillahi ma akhada wa lahu ma ata. And He give whom He wish. Is His property. Allah's property. Everything belongs to Allah. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. And for each and everything there is a time, a specific time. When Allah tells angel, go and bring him by me. So we have to leave this world and go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's why the dua we are reading, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ. We are belongs to Allah. Inna lillahi, we are belongs to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and we have to return to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we have to return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, send a message again to the daughter Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma ata wa kullu shay'in indahu ajalun musamma. two things he mentioned. Faltasbir, sabar kar, have patience. Have patience. He's telling who? His own daughter, Zainab radiallahu anha. What will happen if you make sabar? Faltahtasib, you will get a reward. You will get reward. Yes, my father passed away. My mother passed away. My wife passed away. My daughter passed away. My child passed away. Everyone feels sad because we're very close to the heart. Rasulullah also cried out. He also was crying when the child Ibrahim passed away. The Sahabi Sa'ad bin Mu'az asked, same thing here too. But she sent a message again. No, Abba, I have to come now. I have to come now. So Rasulullah, Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, Mu'az bin Jabal, and Ubay ibn Ka'b, many Sahaba said, come with me. The, all the Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the daughter's house. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam carried the child in his lap. And he was crying. Tears was coming out. Sa'ad bin Mu'az said, Ya Rasulullah, you also crying? They thought only some people cried. But here Rasul says, you also cried. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, tears from the heart. Because I love the child. But not screaming. Not tearing my clothes. Not hitting on my face. And not saying any words. Like today says, oh Allah, you only got my father. Remember my mother, nobody else. There are so many fathers and mothers of the people in this world. No. Tears. Only tears. Because close to the child, close to the grandchild. Everyone feels sad when somebody passed away. But the main thing, as-sabru inda sadmatil ula. The first things we have to make sabr in the first position, first from the beginning. Not the tears is dried now and that's okay, I'm making sabr. That's a lady, Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, was standing and crying aloud by the grave of the son. Crying aloud. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed through. What he said to her, As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why are you crying? Don't cry here. She did not recognize Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She got angry. She said, oh, you know what passing through was going through of my son on my heart, on my head. That my young son, only one son, he passed away and he was stopping me to cry out loudly. She got angry on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just said a message only, don't cry this, and went away. Then someone told her, do you know who he was? She said, no, I don't know. He said, well, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She left her son's grave and she ran to the grave, to the house of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, please forgive me. I didn't recognize you. At that time, Nabi says, As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. When somebody died, when something happened, then firstly you must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then have patience. Fal tasbir, make sabr, and you will get a reward. Because what Allah will give me reward, that my father who passed away, my mother who passed away, my daughter, my wife who passed away, they're not going to give me. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you have patience, then definitely you will get Jannat. Nobody will give us Jannat. Jannat ka kaun mukabla kar sakta hai? Who can compare the Jannat and Paradise? Allah will give me Jannat on the patience. And I cannot give something what Allah will give to my father. Remember. Yes, I'm crying because I lost my father, I lost my mother. So I'm crying because we were staying together for years and years. Nobody said don't cry, but don't scream and don't complain so much. Don't tear it, don't hit on the face. No. Sabar. Sabar is very, very important. Here, my ustad used to say, Ye na dekho kya gaya. Ye dekho kya mila. Ye na dekho what we lost. Look at what you got it. We got the Jannat. My father passed away. Yes, I was crying, tearing, but I got Jannat because of the sabr. Allah said, Wabashiri sabirin. Give glad tidings to those who have patience. Sabr. Alladheena idha asabathum. When difficulty come upon them. When difficulty arise on them, what they said on them tongue? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ulaika alayhim salawat. These are the people, Allah's rahmat upon them. This is the success people. Once, Hazrat, look at your marhum, Abdul Bai passed away. Believe me, I remember one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He passed away on Friday. Understand? He passed away. And also about what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my ummah between 60 and 70. He was 83, I think so. 83 above. Islamically maybe more than that. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that those who above 70 in this world, they are my jailer in this world. In this world, they are my jailers. Allah look after them. Allah forgive them because of the higher age, subhanAllah. Because normally the people die between 70, 75, 73. Here 80 and above 80. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was standing. One janazah passed. And people was praising about the janazah, praising. Nabi Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, wajabat. A second janazah came and people were praising. Hazrat Umar asked, who's janazah? Then people were praising. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, he was Amir al-Mumin, said, wajabat. The third janazah came. Hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that people were talking bad about him. The first two janazah was praising, and the third janazah, the people were talking bad about him. Amir al-Mu'minin, Hazrat Umar said, wajabat. So Sahaba said, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you mentioned wajabat for those who we praise, and you mentioned same word for those who we said bad. He says, I heard same thing from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The three of you, the four of you, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if someone passed away, only three people praise about him that he was a good man. The Jannat is wajib. Jannat is? I'm not saying from my heart. Wallahi. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Umar said, I heard this hadith directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here not three. The many people praise. And the second hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if 100 people stand behind that body and read janazah namaz. Another hadith, 40 people. How many? 40 people. Another hadith, third hadith, 3 saf. How many saf? 3 saf. If there is janazah namaz behind the marhum, then the jannat is wajib for that marhum. That's why one sahabi, if he's like only 7 people, what he used to do? He says one imam, and 3 people first row, and 2 people in the second row, and used to make stand 1 person back, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, 3 row, Jannah become wadi. He used to do like this. You understand? Me and you, why we are crying? Because we were living together for years and years. Also, I'm crying because my father passed away, who's going to look after the children. Who's going to look after my grandchildren? Some raham, some mercy, make us more cry. Either he lived so many years in the house as a father, as a mother, as a wife, as a husband, or as a child, whatever. Or the second thing, because of some love and raham that he used to spend on us. Now father passed away. What will happen for us? Some reason. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, Sahib Mishkat mentioned. Hazrat Amir Ram radiallahu ta'ala's hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, subhanallah, our ustad used to say that Sahabi went in jungle and he saw that somewhere that the baby birds was making, it was just newborn babies. He just was making a little bit tat 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 noise. He heard that. He went there. He opened. Just jaakar unhone dekha ke char paanch wo bird ke bacche hai. There's a 4-5. The bird's babies is there. He went there. He opened his chadar and he took all the babies inside. And he covered it.
And he was coming back to Medina Munawwara this side, and the mother came. The bird came, and the bird saw that my children is not here, then run behind this person and going around and round and round, like making tawab of that man, that leave and making noise, leave my children behind. Leave my children behind. Allahu Akbar. That sahabi opened the chadar. What happened? Normally bird don't sit next to you on your shoulder, on your head, especially from jungle, from forest. Sat down on the baby. The bird sat down on the baby. Don't want to leave the children. He covered that mother also. And he brought it by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is happened. This story, this sahaba was so simple, not like me and like me this side and that side. No, it's happened like this. And so yes, I went jungle, I saw few birds, babies, I gave it in my sheet, and I brought it, then mother came, I brought it also. Okay, open, let's see. Normally when you open, what happened? Okay, the mother leave the children behind, but the mother don't want to leave. The birds don't want to leave the children. This is the rahm and the mercy Allah Ta'ala kept in the birds also. Here we are humans, yes, we love our fathers, we love our mother, we love our wife and husband also. But what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, come here, I'll give you one example. Ata'jabuna li ruhmi ummil afraqi li firakhiha. You're shocked seeing the love and mercy of the birds with the children. You're shocked. Walladhi ba'asani bil haqqi lallahu arhamu bi'ibadihi min ummil afraqi li firakhiha. Or kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Allah's qasam, who sent me in this world as a Nabi. What Nabi is asking? Allah's qasam, who sent me in this world as a Nabi. Listen, Allah is the most kind, most merciful on his servant, more than this bird to the children. So me and you can't give that love, that rahm, that things to the father, marhum father. What Allah is going to give him. What Allah is going to give him. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person I'm ending now, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who pass away on Friday, night or Friday, then there'll be no question in the grave. No sawal, jawab, nothing. So one person asked the same question to Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali. Okay, Friday he passed away. Here don't see the very times, the death. Man mata faqad qamat man dofena. Man mata faqad qamat qayamatuhu. Those who passed away, qayamat starts. So those who passed away on Friday, no question, no fitna, nothing. Nothing in the grave will be peaceful sleep. So someone asked Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, so that means Allah is not going to send the angel Kiraman and Katibi on Friday. Maybe he's going to send on Saturday, or on Sunday, or maybe the other days. So Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali said, no, once Allah forgives someone, then Allah is not going to ask again the second day or third day. Dalil. Mullah Ali Qari mentioned, subhanAllah, he was a great scholar of this. He wrote the Mirkat Sharmishkat. He mentioned, do you know that Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a Badri sahabi? He mentioned this dalil there in Mirkat. Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala was a Badri sahabi. He went in the battle of Badr. And what the battle of Badr, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for them, subhanAllah. This Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, what happened? Just before Fath Makkah, to conquer the Makkah, he wrote a letter to the Makkah people that Prophet's intention to come and attack the Makkah people. That means he opened the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he given the letter to a lady who came to do some business or some reason from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. Gave it to her. Please, this is my message. Give it to the leaders of Makkah. while she was going to Makkah Mukarramah, on the way, still she was on the way, Jibreel alayhi salam came and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen, that Hatib ibn Abi Balta, open your little but messy secrets, and that he wrote it and he gave it to so-and-so woman. She is there in so-and-so place on the way. Tell some sahabi to go and grab the letter and bring it back. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa don't know. Allah sent a message from the seven heavens. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Salman Farsi and said to the sahaba, go run quickly on the horse. Go and get this, grab this letter from her. They went there and caught the lady was same place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. She was traveling, but the same place exactly. When they said, bring that letter. So which letter are you talking about? Said, no, the letter the Hatib gave you. He said, no, he didn't give me. He said, listen, my Nabi never ever speak lies. He said, it's true 100%. If you talk lies, we will take your clothes out and we will search you. She said, okay. She took it out, the letter from the inside, from the back of the hay. She took it out and gave it to him. Give it to them, or I go. So, okay, you can carry on Makkah now. We don't want you, because our Nabi said, only bring the letter. Brought the letter, then called the Hatib Ibn Abi Balta. Caught. Come in the court. He sat down there. Look at the Dalil, subhanAllah, Mullah Qari mentioned. Says, sit down there. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sassam asked, why did you open my secret? Why are you telling them that we are going to attack them? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallam, I know. My intention, I'm not munafiq. I'm not a kafir. I'm a Muslim. But I send a message to Makkah people, because all the Sahaba living in Makkah, their family back to Medina. All the Sahaba who living in Makkah, in Medina Munawwara, their family also is here. I left my wife and my children in Makkah. There is nobody for them. I am not Makki person. I'm from abroad and I was staying in Makkah Mukarramah. So I'm just sending a small message just to favor my family. They don't attack my family. They don't hurt my family. That's why I was sending this message. Otherwise, nothing else. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, give me ijazat, permission. I want to chop his neck because you open your secret. Nabi Sassam said, no. Do you know that? He's a Badri Sahabi. What is it? He was a present in Battle of Badr. And for the people of Sahaba Badr, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, I am forgiven all of you 313 Sahaba. Do whatever you like to do. I'm not going to say anything. So Allah once forgiven him, who me and you, Umar, we're going to chop his neck. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari said, see, once Allah forgive once on pride at death, Allah forgive on him. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned, Allah's Nabi mentioned, there'll be no question. You understand? So make dua, especially now me and you, what we have to do now? Just to sit down and cry, especially the daughters of Marhum and the son of Marhum and the family of Marhum and son-in-laws and relatives. My humble request to me, myself, and to you also, especially the youngsters also, in future, if somebody passed away, yes, the tears will come out. Not to scream, number one. Number two, have patience. Have patience, you will get Jannah. You will get Jannah. Number three, now the person passed away. He is waiting in his grave, my one subhanAllah. Is it my? One subhanAllah, 1 minute only. One Buzurg was passing through, Mufti Abdul Rauf Sahib Sukhri mentioned, for passing through the graveyard, and he was a very pious person. He got a kush that the man is sleeping in the grave reading Quran. So he asked in his kush, said, what are you doing? There'll be no Quran reading and reciting after death. He said, no. Munkar Nakir came and they asked me question. They asked me question. Munkar Nakir came, they asked me question. And I replied them. So they asked me, what you like to do? So I love to read Quran Kareem. So I want to read Quran Kareem here. He says, I finished 80,000 times Quran in my grave. But I won't get a single reward in my grave. I won't get not even one reward in my grave. He said, why? He said, listen to me. I will give you my 80,000 reward of Quran to you. You just read one time for me, subhanAllah. Because you are in the list of the alive people. I am in the list of the dead people. So if I read 100,000 times, I won't get the reward. You are still alive. If you read one time, Subhanallah, I will get the reward of Mount of Uhud. Mount of Uhud. So that's why my brothers, my sisters, whoever listening here, this is our responsibility. If we read one time Subhanallah, or two time Alhamdulillah, or three time Kul Huwa Allah Wahad, or according to the one hadith, 12 time Kul Huwa Allah Wahad, the marhum will get 4 Qurans reward every day. Make a habit. Even those people whose parents passed away long time, just make a habit every day. After Fajr, read 12 time Kul Huwa Allah Wahad. And on Friday, one time at least Surah Yasin Sharif. I don't want to go more in detail about the virtues of Surah Yasin. Those who read 2 rakat namaz of Faraz of Fajr on Friday, Fajr namaz, and then read Yasin Sharif for the marhum. What the reward the person will get is a long virtues for it. But I just want to say that read 12 times Kul Huwa Allahu Ahad and Friday read Yasin every day, but try to read for marhum every Friday Yasin Sharif. If you have some chance, go to graveyard, stand there, take Yasin Sharif and read. Or you can read at home and send a reward to them. And how to send a reward? Last things. How to send a reward? How? That not only for my father, my mother. No, you must say, Ya Allah, I recited 12 times Kul Huwa Allah Wahad. Oh, I recited one time Yasin Sharif. Ya Allah, send the Yasin's reward to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to all the Anbiya Alayhi Salaam, to the Sahaba, to the Sahabiyat, to the Ahl Bayt, and to Tabi'in, to Tabi' Tabi'in, all the scholars of Hadith, all the scholars of Fiqh, all the scholars of Tafsir. You can say, everyone, if you can't say all these things, you can say Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family, and the Sahaba, Anbiya, and Tabi'in, Tabi' Tabi'in, and all the Marhumin, and special my father. Ya Allah, send the reward. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is not like miser like me and you. Allah is not makichus like me and you, na'udzubillah. Understand? He got so much treasure, subhanallah. Not like me, that in from one Yasin, one ayat, he will give the reward this person, one ayat, half ayat, reward is this person. No. Allah will give each and every person one Yasin, one full Yasin's reward. So why we are miser then? Why we become bakhil then? What's the good things behind this? What the good things, if you send the reward to everyone, you will get the reward of everyone. And if you send only for your father, only father's reward you will get. If you send to everyone, then you will get the reward of everyone. And one dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after Fajr, 3 times. Which dua? Allahumma kfir lil mu'minina. Allahumma kfir lil mu'minina wal mu'mina wal muslimina wal muslima. 3 times if you read, you will get the reward and of entire mankind, those who passes away and those who are alive, you get the reward. Just 3 times. And if you read in the hadith, 25 times, Allah will make you mustajabud da'wat. Mustajabud da'wat, then whose dua always Allah accept. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon whatever I said. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give sabr to the family of marhum Abdul Bhai, son, and the daughters, Allah ta'ala, and the family, son-in-laws, and whole families and grandchildren. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give them raham. Allah ta'ala un par raham farmaye. Allah ta'ala marhum ki maghfirat farmaye. Unki kabar ko jannat ka baag banaye. Ya rahmat wa ameen. Ya sab 3 bar kulu Allah wa pad lo. Read everybody 3 times kulu Allah wa hada. Send the reward to one bar kulu. يا رحم الرحيم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا ديان يا سلطان اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم إنا نسألك بأن لك الحمد لا إله إلا أنت يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الله وباسمك الرحمن وباسمك البر الرحيم وبأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اغفره وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفره وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة
روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم احييت منا فهي بسلام ومن توفيت منا فتوفوا الايمان. الله ارحم الراحمين. ہم سب ایک نیک کام کے لیے جمع ہوئے ہیں. اللہ ہمارا بیٹھنا قبول فرما, ہمارا قرآن پڑھنا قبول فرما, ہمارا جمع ہونا قبول فرما, آپس میں محبت مودت نصیب فرما, آپس میں محبت مودت نصیب فرما, ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ پیار نصیب فرما, ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ پیار نصیب فرما. یا اللہ یا ارحم الراحمین, مرحوم کے لیے, مرحوم بھائی کے لیے اور مرحومین کے لیے, اس مسجد میں جو ختم قرآن کیا گیا, الہ العالمین وہ تمام کے تمام ثواب رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اور انبیاء علیہ السلام کو, یا ارحم الراحمین صحابہ کو, صحابیات کو, اہل بیت کو, تابعین, تابعات, تبع تابعین, تبع تابعات, اور چاروں امام, امام ابو حنیفہ, امام شافعی, امام مالک, امام احمد بن حنبل رحمہ اللہ, اور سارے محدثین, اور سارے فقہا, اور سارے مفسرین, اور سارے علماء, الہ العالمین یا ارحم الراحمین, اور جہاں جہاں جس مسلمانوں کا انتقال ہوا ہے پوری دنیا میں, ان تمام کو اور خصوصاً مرحوم عبد البھائی کو الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین اس کا ثواب پہنچا دے, اس کا ثواب پہنچا دے. اے اللہ ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا, ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا. اے اللہ ان کو جنت کے کپڑے پہنا دے, اے اللہ انہیں جنت کے لباس پہنا دے, جنت کا بستر پہنا دے. اے اللہ ان کے اعمال صالحہ کو, اے اللہ ان کی قبر میں ان کے لیے غمخوار بنا, اے اللہ ان کے لیے منیس اور ساتھی بنا, تا قیامت ان کی قبر کے اندر الہ العالمین روشنی پیدا فرما, تیرے نور کی روشنی پیدا فرما, جنت کی کھڑکی ان کے لیے کھول دے. الہ العالمین پریشانیوں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, ہم سب کو بھی ایک دن جانا ہے. اللہ ہم سب کو بھی ایک دن جانا ہے. جانے سے پہلے مرحوم نے جو ہمیں سبق دیا ہے کہ میں تو تم سے پہلے جا رہا ہوں, تم میرے بعد آؤ گے, تو اللہ ہمیں تیاری کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, ہمیں پریپریشن کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمیں بھی ایمان کی موت نصیب فرما. اللہ جو جانے والے تھے وہ تو ایمان کے ساتھ چلے گئے, اللہ جانے والے تو ایمان کے ساتھ چلے گئے. اللہ ہمیں پتہ نہیں ہمارا کیا ہوگا, ہم تجھی سے اللہ دعائیں کرتے ہیں. اللہ ہمیں ایمان والے زندگی دینا اور ایمان پر موت دینا. جب ہماری موت آئے ہر ایک کو اپنے اپنے وقت پر خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب کر دینا. زبان پر کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہو. اے اللہ تو راضی ہو, ہم بھی راضی ہو, ایسی برکت والی, رحمت والی, عافیت والی موت ہم سب کو اے اللہ نصیب کر دینا. الہ العالمین یا ارحم الراحمین, دنیا کی پریشانیوں کو اللہ تو آسان فرما دے. اے اللہ دنیا کی مشکلات کو آسان فرما, ہم سب کو صبر نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ان مرحوم کے اولاد کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرما, مرحوم کے رشتہ داروں کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرما. اے اللہ صبر پر جنت نصیب فرما, صبر پر جنت نصیب فرما. اللہ ایمان کی موت پر جنت نصیب فرما, مرحوم کو ایمان کی موت پر جنت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جمعہ کے دن کی موت پر الہ العالمین جنت نصیب فرما, قبر کے حالات کو آسان فرما, اور ان کے بیٹے اور بیٹیوں کو الہ العالمین اور ان کی آل اولاد کو سب کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرما کر جنت نصیب فرما. اور جتنے یہاں میرے بھائی دوست احباب بیٹھے ہیں, جن کے ماں باپ جو بھی دنیا سے چلے گئے ہو, جن کے جو بھی رشتہ دار دنیا سے چلے گئے ہو, ان کی قبروں کو نور سے منور فرما, ان کی قبروں کو نور سے منور فرما. اللہ ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما, بال بال مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ اس مجمع میں بہت سارے بیمار لوگ بھی عبد بھائی کی محبت میں, فیملی کی محبت میں یہاں آئے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین ان بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, ان بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما. یا اللہ ان میں عافیت نصیب فرما. اللہ اس کمیونٹی میں بہت زیادہ محبت مودت نصیب فرما, اس مسجد کو آباد فرما, آباد کرنے والوں کو آباد فرما, آباد کرنے والوں کو آباد فرما, ان کی نسلوں کو آباد فرما. یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے صبر پر اور مرحوم کے انتقال پر جتنی دعائیں مانگی ہیں,
مرحومین کے لیے اے اللہ وہ تمام کے تمام دعاؤں کا دعائیں مرحوم کو بھی عطا فرما اے اللہ, اور صبر کرنے والوں کو بھی عطا فرما یا اکرم الاکرمین. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنے شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہے اے اللہ ان تمام شرور سے ہماری آل اولاد کی اور ہماری نسلوں کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ دنیا میں جہاں جہاں مسلمان پریشان حال ہے, خاص کر کے غزہ میں, فلسطین میں, پاکستان میں, پنجاب میں, الہ العالمین سارے مسلمانوں کی جان مال, آبرو, عزت, ایمان کی حفاظت فرما, مساجد مقابر کی حفاظت فرما, علماء صلاح وفاظ, نیک صالحین سارے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وعلیہ وسلم.